sandbaggings, by dynamite on the levees and flooding on the first floor. Even now, the place is not all that hospitable to extensive settlement. As I write, a fire has been burning out of control for 2 weeks in the ranges behind the Big Sur coast. Flash floods last night wiped out all major roads into Imperial County. I noticed this morning a hairline crack in a living room tile from last week's earthquake, a 4.4 I never felt. In the part of California where I now live, aridity is the single most prominent feature of the climate, and I am not pleased to see this year cactus spreading wild to the sea. There will be days this winter when the humidity will drop to 10, 7, 4. Tumbleweed will blow against my house and the sound of the rattlesnake will be duplicated 100 times a day by dried bougainvillea drifting in my driveway. The apparent ease of California life is an illusion, and those who believe the illusion is real live here only in the most temporary way. I know as well as the next person that there is considerable transcendent value in a river running wild and undammed, a river running free over granite, but I have also lived beneath such a river when it was running in flood and gone without showers when it was running dry. The West begins, Bernardo Devoto wrote, where the average annual rainfall drops below 20 inches. This is maybe the best definition of the West I have ever read, and it goes a long way towards explaining my own passion for seeing the water under control, but many people I know persist in looking for psychoanalytical implications in this passion. As a matter of fact, I have explored, in an amateur way, the more obvious of these implications and come up with nothing interesting. A certain external reality remains, and resists interpretation. The West begins where the average annual rainfall drops below 20 inches. Water is important to people who do not have it, and the same is true of control. Some 15 years ago, I tore a poem by Carl Shapiro from a magazine and pinned it on my kitchen wall. This fragment of paper is now on the wall of a sixth kitchen and crumbles a little whenever I touch it. But I keep it there for the last stanza, which has for me the power of a prayer. It is raining in California, a straight rain, cleaning the heavy oranges on the bow, filling the gardens till the gardens flow, shining the olives, tiling the gleaming tile, waxing the dark camellia leaves more green, flooding the daylong valleys like the Nile. I thought of those lines almost constantly on the morning in Sacramento when I went to visit the California State Water Project Operations Control Center. If I had wanted to drain quail at 10:51 that morning, I wanted, by early afternoon, to do a great deal more. I wanted to open and close the Clifton Court 4-bay intake gate. I wanted to produce some power down at the San Luis Dam. I wanted to pick a pool at random on the aqueduct and pull it down and then refill it, watching for the hydraulic jump. I wanted to put some water over the hill, and I wanted to shut down all flow from the aqueduct into the Bureau of Reclamation's Cross Valley Canal, just to see how long it would take somebody over at Reclamation to call up and complain. I stayed as long as I could and watched the system work on the big board with the lighted checkpoints. The Delta salinity report was coming in on one of the teletypes behind me. The Delta tidal report was coming in on another. The earthquake board, which had been desensitized to sound its alarm, a beeping tone for Southern California, a high-pitched tone for the North, only for those earthquakes which register at least 3.0 on the Richter scale, was silent. I had no further business in this room, and yet I wanted to stay the day. I wanted to be the one that day who was shining the olives, filling the gardens, and flooding the daylong valleys like the Nile. I want it still. This was in 1977. Thank you so much for tuning in for my story time. I hope that you enjoyed the two stories that I read and tolerated the interjections on my reflections of the fax machine and red light therapy and stuff. Anyways, you've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Vadim 3. 8, Vadim 3. 8, Vadim 3. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, Thank you. Chop. Chop, chop, chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
I'm not gonna lie.
We'll be right back. Stop, 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 shop, shop.
ありがとう。でも。 Thank you. nation is free.
The law.
There is hope.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Do not dumb here. Not dumb area here. Shop, 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 shop.
Thank you.
F off back to Russia.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
You're listening to Aggregate Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Talking for those that don't speak enough. I'm a king, I'll repeat again. Gator will give out the limits. We taking our problems. All of this hate keep on spreading like pollen. I rose above it like flowers that blossom. Air Force energy, black is the child. Why talking that cash? Knowing damn well don't have shit. That's why don't flash. Cause filling up with mad shit. I'm the walking through the mist. Still report alive from the depths of the abyss. I'm too dedicated like I'm waiting on 06. But the only thing missing is the motherfucking wicks.
Sunshine stay, we great. Little life for the ones that can't. Every day, quick pace. Face bright day, jumping on the interstate too fast, might get caught up in a race. Ain't you know how it go when it stays for a crate, want $250,000 for a space. Just made it out the mud to wait in New York for the green with them pins like arcade.
Now the game is colder than the Arctic, sitting in the darkness, feeling like a starless night. So I gotta be the light regardless, even though I'm trying to make a living as an artist. Anyway, I gotta be on budget like a marksman. Or to be a rapper when they making you the target. Then if in the feeling, they be drilling like a sergeant. Some take souls, some selling like an auction. A whole lot of get locked up. If they don't, then them get shot up. Just heard that they fell in last week in his hood with his own body chopped up. Got me feeling like,
damn, that's fucked up.
Gotta keep my face clean in the cunt up. In the back room, smoking on the must. Pray to God that any don't rush up there.
Sunshine stay, we the great little life for the ones that can't. Every day, quick pace. In your face, bright day, jumping on the interstate too fast, might get caught up in a race. Yeah, you know how it go when it stays for a crate, want $250,000 for a space. Just made it out the mud to wait in New York for the green with them pins like arcade.
Take down, coming in for the take down. Oh, yeah.
be in your spine. Baby, I don't want no feeling.